Ephesians 6, 13 and 14. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. In our last study, we saw that the belt of truth is dealing with the content of that which is true. Today, we'll be looking at the very attitude of truthfulness. This thought seems to get to the heart of what Paul is teaching us in our text. In the context, it's speaking of an attitude of commitment and preparedness. It is the primary characteristic of a true believer, the truth. One who serves God out of sincerity and not out of hypocrisy. For this believer, shabby service is not tolerated, but they gather up the loose clothing of their lives and bind it with total commitment to the will of God. Thus, they are enabled to stand. Last time we saw in our study dealing with the belt of truth that the soldier would wear a sheet, basically, loose clothing, and he had to put the belt of truth on. He had to put the belt on to tie up the loose clothing. We need to stand. Far too many in our day allow the loose folds of their lives to blow around them, hindering their walk with the Lord. Like the ancient soldier whose loose tunic would allow the enemy to easily pull him down in battle, many believers allow the cares of this world to enfold their lives. Their habits, their cares, their interests entangle them, prevent them from faithfully serving the Lord as they should. Half-hearted commitment is not true commitment at all. That is not to be the way that believers live their lives. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. 2 Timothy 2:4. Brothers and sisters, we are called to be soldiers. We're not to be entangled with the affairs of this life. But as I said, many of us with our loose clothing, because we fail to put the belt of truth around us, we fail to tie up the clothes that we're wearing in the battle, we get caught up in the affairs of this world. We get entangled with the affairs of this world. But we are to be those that are girded about the waist with truth. Those who are true committed believers prepare themselves for the battle that they're in, and they stand for his glory. Where do you find yourself today? Are you constantly concerned with the cares of this world? Are you being pulled down by the enemy? We are girded with the truth, and we are to stand for his glory. Girded with the truth means that we're walking with the Lord in total commitment and discipline. The committed Christian is prepared in the day of battle because he has set his heart on the Lord in total commitment. He's true in his profession, and he's disciplined in his walk. Thus, the enemy cannot easily trap him or defeat him in the day of battle. Brothers and sisters, once again, I'm going to remind you time and time again in these studies that we are in a battle. We're in the battle for our lives. We are in a war. We must be disciplined in our walk so that we're not easily trapped and defeated. Athletes demonstrate this kind of commitment and discipline. In Paul's day, they trained their bodies and sacrificed everything to win a small laurel wreath that would wither away and perish in no time at all. They would train, they would work, they would endure pain, suffering, and deprivation, all for the hope of winning the praise of men. For an athlete, there's no guarantee that they'll even be successful. They must compete against every other athlete in the contest for the victory. Christians are fighting for something that's far greater. Far greater, brothers and sisters, than a perishable crown. We're fighting for the very glory of God. Don't you understand that? You're all wrapped up in the concerns of this world. We're fighting for the very glory of God. We're to stand for him in the day of battle. Because it is his will for our lives. These imperatives here in the text in Ephesians is for you and I both. It's not for just me and not you. Or for you and not me. You pick up the Bible, open up to Ephesians 6:14. It says, stand therefore. That's you. That's me. That's every believer. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth. Fighting for something far greater than a perishable crown. Those who know the Lord will be committed to honoring him with their lives. They live their lives and they battle for the Lord. At the end of the day, when the battle ends and the noise of warfare is lost and the praises of glory, the faithful, true believer will receive a crown that will never fade away. 1 Corinthians 9:25, and every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. Every saint of God can have this crown. And not just one. There's many crowns mentioned in the scripture. Guaranteed to the faithful saint. If an athlete can give everything just for the hope of possibly winning a perishable crown, how much more, brothers and sisters, should we, the redeemed saints of God, sacrifice everything to stand for him? How much more should we be faithful, committed, and true? How much more so we be committed and disciplined and faithful than a basketball player, than a baseball player, than a tennis player, a fighter, a boxer, whatever athlete you want to come up with. How much more should we, brothers and sisters? We are in a battle that has implications for all eternity. We're not talking about a ball game. You win the game or you lose the game, and the next day you're going to play another one, or the next week, or the next month. We're dealing with lives here, brothers and sisters. We're to gird ourselves with the truth. And how do we become faithful and committed and true? We're to be renewed in our minds. And we are to be absolutely committed to God's will for our lives. You got to stop playing around, brothers and sisters. We're to be faithful, true disciples. Jesus told us in Matthew 16, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. That's what it means. We ought to be living sacrifices. Paul wrote in Romans 12, 2, don't be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. By how? The renewing of your mind. You got to know the scripture. You got to know what the Bible teaches. How else are you going to stand if you don't even know that the scripture says to put on the belt of truth? Putting on the belt of truth, knowing the scripture, what's good and acceptable and the perfect will of God is. The truth of God will be visible in those around us then. It'll be able to be seen by all. For brothers and sisters, we are billboards for God. We are epistles of God. Our life screams out to those around us. We say we proclaim Christ to a lost and a dying world around us. Do they see Christ in your life? Do they see the fruit of the Spirit in your life? Do they see what this truth is producing? To be girded about with the truth, the belt of truth, means when you embrace the truth as it's revealed in the Word of God. And then you live that truth out in your life. You live out the truth that you said that you believe. Never forget, your actions betray your beliefs. You say you believe this about the scripture, that the Bible says, Jesus says, and then your life doesn't line up with what you're proclaiming to people. That's why so many Christians are called hypocrites. Their life is not in line to the truth that they proclaim. We have to be real. The truth reveals if we're really real or not. Our lives is proclaiming the truth that we're proclaiming. The belt around a Roman soldier's midsection was a protection, holding the clothes, holding his sheet, for lack of a better word, the linen that was over him, free-flowing linen. He had to have that belt around, or he could be easily pulled down. The belt provided stability. That is what we are to be, stable, brothers and sisters. Far too often, believers are tossed to and fro. And the scripture says we're to no longer be that way. But to stand in the day of battle, we're to embrace the objective truth of God's word. And when that truth becomes subjective, we live it out in our daily lives. The truth of God's word, the objective truth of God's word, manifests itself. And then we live out those lives. If a soldier fails to put on the belt of truth, he's basically going to get taken down. You have to be in the Bible. You have to know your Bible. You need to know what it teaches so that we can stand day by day in the battle, embracing the truth of God. When our loins is girded about with the truth, we will have taken up the first essential piece of the whole armor of God. The last message in this message is just dealing with the first piece. The first piece. We are to have the belt of truth on. The first essential piece in the whole armor of God. We're to be true in our profession of Jesus Christ as our Savior and our Lord. We are to live out day by day for the Lord. Realize this, brothers and sisters. In some ways, living for the Lord is actually harder than dying for Him. Many millions have given everything for the Lord. They were burnt alive, fed to wild beasts, brutally slain in the name of religion and entertainment. And we thank God that they remained faithful unto death. If you give your life to the Lord, the pain of death will last but a short time, and you'll be in the presence of the Lord. However, if you live for Him decade after decade after decade, the battle against sin and evil and Satan, and the struggle to walk in obedience and to render faithful service day after day is painful. We live in a world that hates the Lord and hates His truth and hates the truth. But we must finish the race, brothers and sisters. This is not, let's kick back in our easy chair and let go and let God. That's not what the Bible teaches. Ephesians spends 3 chapters telling you of all the glories of what we are in Christ. The second 3 chapters of Ephesians 6 tells us how to live out what we are in Christ. And we are soldiers, brothers and sisters. We're soldiers. It's time for you to get out of the kitchen and stop peeling potatoes back there. Get in the front line of the battle and give all. For God is worthy of our all. Worthy of our all. Are you girded about with the truth? Is your waist girded with the truth? Do you have on the belt of truth? Are you a faithful, a true servant of the Lord? Have you committed your life to the Lord? Does your daily walk bring glory and honor to Him? Maybe you've never come to Christ. You've never embraced the truth of the gospel. And you need to be saved. You need to come to Him. And you'll know the truth. The truth shall set you free. But that truth is only found in Jesus Christ. If you are saved, you need to ask God to help you, to take up the whole armor of God so that you might be able to stand in the evil day and having done all, stand. This is for every one of us, brothers and sisters. It doesn't matter if you're a Christian for one day or 50 years. There's no retirement from the battle. You're in the battle to the day you die. We need to press on, keep fighting the fight. We need to keep training, keep disciplining ourselves. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth. And Father, we would pray that you would enable us to do that. For the sake of Jesus Christ, amen.